Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
The coordinator you're talking about is Newt Rockne, is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty funny there, Greg. I think you're older than I am.
Give it on to Yes's cousin, Brucey, right?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And I would say shout out my boy Todd Downing because he's doing a great job.
That's funny that... I've heard you mention Todd Downing's name more than I've heard Todd Downing mention your name. Right. You?
Yeah, maybe come a little nudge. He'll let you know.
I'll have to pull your picture up. This guy right here. Remember him?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I have an idea. I just don't know if I'm going to want to execute it at 5 a.m. The green painted on my body last year really was.
So that means somebody's getting a sheet cutting the eyes off.
Nope.
Coming in.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I'm not a witch, but what's a cauldron?
What's
what
a cauldron?
They make potion
you know
in.
What a cauldron is?
No.
No, it's like the big metal thing that they make there.
Big black metal pot?
They make their
So why not just say a pot?
Yeah. Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Martin. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Good morning, New England, which is now suddenly the home of the division-leading New England Patriots. How do we feel about first place?
Love it.
Curtis, how do we? It took 6 weeks, but this team is back.
I mean, I said it yesterday, dynasty in the making. I don't know. If Sean McDermott is the coach of the Bills on Sunday or after their bye week, I would revolt.
People that had the terrible reports during training camp? Like, where are they? Because literally the entire training camp, we heard about nothing but negative. Nothing but negativity about these players and
this team's going to be worse than they were under Gerard Mayo.
Well, how are we going to be able to get a good assessment on Drake May with this offensive line that is historically bad? Will Campbell can't tie his shoes.
That's training camp for you.
Oh man.
But it was every day. They were like, there was one day where Andrew Callahan was like, I cited 72 sacks in five series.
So there were a lot of people saying, Drake May should play more in training camp. How are we supposed to know?
I know.
What we have?
I do not want Drake May running the football. Like, I don't know what they're thinking over there.
Gerard Mayo had a tougher camp. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember all of that. Well, it feels really, really good. I don't know what is up with the Bills. I don't know if the Patriots broke their spirit or something or what happened.
Wiggy, you remember? Was it the blueprint? Did they provide the blueprint on how to stop Josh Allen?
Yeah, they did a good job. There was a couple times they were, like, rushing him with four and then spying him and making it, you know, not allowing him to get off those off-script plays where he can.
Yeah, but that final, the Falcons had me nervous that final drive because they – they were only rushing four guys, or as Shime likes to refer to it, four in the box. And Josh Allen was having his way with them. Like, you can't leave him sitting back there on a drive in which they're trying to get there and score and then, you know, hopefully, you know, onside kick it and get the ball back.
But I think it's pick your poison at that time, you know what I mean? Because you know in the situation that you're in, You wanna make sure that you put yourself in a good position where they real you're at that point. I think they were up 10. Atlanta just kicked the field goal.
Yeah, it was 24-14 at that point.
Buffalo had no timeouts, and so Atlanta knows, okay, they're gonna have to take some shots downfield. They're gonna have to really push the ball downfield. We're not gonna allow Josh Allen to get outside the pocket and hit us over the top. So let's keep everything in front of us.
Yeah, but then Josh Allen gets outside the pocket and runs it for 20, 30 yards.
He's still
yards.
Good. Like, he's still good.
But, yeah, no, it is an exciting time to be a New England Patriots fan, finally. And you can talk about that all morning long on this show. Also, heads up, second day in a row, jackknifed tractor trailer on the Southeast Expressway where one was yesterday.
Jesus.
So that is a complete cluster F that is developing this morning because there is an accompanying fuel spill. So there are, I think, a couple lanes getting by. It's right after Mass Ave on the Southeast Expressway. So this yesterday it was a FedEx truck, and this morning it is an Amazon truck. So if you're waiting for anything to be delivered.
That's why I use UPS.
Well, quick heads up to Julia Hill, who orders countless things every single day on Amazon, and then I hear them being ordered on my Alexa.
Do you get like a bloop?
And then I realize that most likely I've just purchased something for my dog, which is, I mean, who wouldn't? At this point, who wouldn't do that?
She's also a teacher, so she needs things all the time.
Correct. Yes, she does.
Daddy got it.
But a bit of a heads up on that. If you are planning on driving anywhere in the neighborhood of the Southeast Expressway this morning, there's also an issue on the north side of the expressway because the zip lane or whatever is not working. They can't get that to deploy in the rain, so... maybe get somebody from the MBT over there that could fix that, Curtis. Perhaps.
Right. I mean, what a great! Isn't it great to have a reliable public transit on days like this?
Is it going to rain all day today? What's the deal?
It's going to be gross most of the morning. But just as an aside, you know how traffic sucks generally, but in days like this, it's awful. Especially Tuesdays are the worst. Especially Tuesday after a holiday. So why do we have these bike lanes today when it's pouring rain? There's not going to be a single person biking to work.
Well, there may be somebody who is like has attached some sort of an umbrella system to their bike or something who can make it through.
You know who I blame for this? The original bike messenger, Puck, on Real World. But everybody else, we just sit and sit and sit. Yesterday, I went to Needham to pick up some cupcakes.
Oh.
And I was driving back on the Pike, and the Pike westbound was backed up from Route 16 to the South Boston exit. It was 5-6 mile backup. There was one accident. I don't know what happened, but it was just like, it's a holiday. There shouldn't be that many people on the road anyway.
I was going to say, I don't think a lot of people worked yesterday. But maybe they were out getting their stuff done or whatever.
No, coming home from Gillette, the highway was wide open.
I came home like an hour later. I stopped by Muffin House in Walpole. Let me tell you, there's a lot in that area. The Scallionaire breakfast sandwich is the best breakfast sandwich going.
All right. Scallionaire?
Well, that's a bold proclamation.
I'm telling you, it is.
Right. What is the Scallionaire?
You ever had a New Jersey breakfast sandwich?
Don't they call it something else there?
It's got the pork roll.
Yeah, the pork rolls.
You haven't lived until you have sampled a breakfast sandwich that has coffee-basted pork roll as the protein.
Just, I can't take you seriously with your glasses.
Sorry, my glasses are falling off.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Greg, what happened to your glasses?
Nothing. I was rubbing my eye. I got the eye thing again today.
Oh, God.
And so I was rubbing my eye, and I just I was a little bit lazy. I didn't return the glasses to their original resting place for a minute.
Do you remember, Wiggy doesn't, but Greg, do you remember the bagel sandwiches that arrived in Gloucester?
Yes, I do.
Chime inhaled that.
It was like the chorizo one. Dude, thing was dynamite.
Yes. I have never seen a bagel.
What was the name of that place? Anybody remember?
Sugar Magnolia? One of the two.
Sugar Magnolia Rejoin from the Grateful Dead? No, thank you. It might have been. It was either, but it's a great place. Unbelievable.
Sugar Magnolias.
Sugar Magnolias. Great spot. And Curtis, you are correct. Unbelievable breakfast sandwich. What kind of muffins did you get?
So I got a chocolate chip, a blueberry, and a coffee cake one. Muffin House has, like, everything, but I was going to my friend's house. She has little kids. I wanted to bring something for everyone.
Right.
So I brought that, but then I got three scallionaires for she, her husband, and myself.
Yeah.
It's scallion cream cheese. There's bacon. There's cheese. There's over medium egg in there, and then there's an aioli. It is, I can't explain it. It just all works.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like a hot honey drizzle.
Yeah. And bacon is the meat that comes on it that you get? Huh?
I'm a big fan of the muffin tops. Huh? Save that.
Done.
All right.
Top of the muffin to you.
If we could get to Walter from Boston this morning, that would be great. Walter, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Like, going into last night's game, I heard you guys yesterday talking about, like, Atlanta, like, they weren't, it was a layup game. When Atlanta only lost to Tampa this year because their kicker missed three field goals.
Yeah.
So it's like, I love the Pats. I'm 6'3". I want them to win every game, but we're only going 4 games. We can't keep acting like these teams are like nobody.
Yeah.
So
didn't Atlanta also get smacked around by Carolina?
Yeah, they got the doors blown off.
Yeah, 30-0.
No, 30-9.
But guys, Sean, it's week to week. I want them to win every game, just like you. I think they're better than Atlanta. But we got to wait and see. We can't automatically call these games nothing because none of you guys picked Atlanta to beat Buffalo yesterday.
No.
You guys, and you know that's true.
Yeah. No, I said that.
I think the Pats can beat them.
Yeah.
But Atlanta has more talent than the Pats except at every position except quarterback and corner.
I said it to Coach when we walked in this morning. Do you now have to be concerned about Atlanta in addition to the Bucks and the Bills on the schedule going forward? And so, he's currently in any given Sunday mode the NFL is right now.
That's the cliche way of saying things, any given Sunday. Can Atlanta beat the Patriots? Yeah, but my expectations is the Patriots will be the favorite, and you should be able to beat Atlanta.
Well, you want to know the good part about that, Wiggy, is Atlanta and Carolina seem to be exactly the same because they are awesome at home, and they suck on the road. They are so bad, and luckily, the Patriots welcome in Atlanta to Gillette Stadium.
And I'm not – so when I look at the Patriots and I start to look – and I have told you from day one, I'm the only one that beats the drum that the league is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So when Buffalo loses to Atlanta – Am I a little shocked? Yeah, but Buffalo is not this juggernaut of a football team that they're going to go out there and just blow doors on teams.
And I'm sorry, Walter. Like, yeah, the Patriots are going to beat the Falcons in 2 weeks, and we can talk about weeks ahead. We've been right almost every week about what the teams are going to be, and the Falcons were the fortunate, beneficiary of a Bills team that had a bad loss and didn't respond well.
Did anybody that you know have them in first place in the division after week 6?
No.
The Patriots?
Yeah, no.
Hell no.
Stretched it.
So let's celebrate that a little. Let's not be all negative about it. Let's be happy about it.
Listen, I'm happy with the way the Patriots are playing, but I'm just happy with the way the rest of the AFC looks and just the NFL in general. Because if you're a Pats fan – or you're a fan of a team that's like, all right, right there, and they look good, but maybe they didn't have high expectations, it's wide open for you.
Yeah.
It is wide open.
I don't know what happens to the Titans this week with the first firing in the NHL, Brian Callahan losing that job. I don't know if
NFL.
What'd I say?
NHL.
Are you kidding me? Why? Mm-hmm. How old am I?
It's all good.
Puckhead.
Yeah, you're just excited about Puck.
Like, I see these people arguing that now those guys, the guys on that team, are going to play to prove that it was their coach and it wasn't them. And so.
So the new coach fired, like, the coach, first coach fired thing does get a bump. Nine times out of ten, when you're, like, gambling on these games, these are normally stay away games because the team that coach just got canned normally always plays better.
Because they can't stand him. And
yes, exactly.
And the new guy they like. And
But the quarterback's a rookie, and so I don't necessarily fully buy into this.
Well, the thing that it's like those things are all real, but the thing that I look at more than anything is the coach that you have. And so when you have a guy like Vrabel, and we heard the players talking about this last week, he's not going to let that get into their heads. He's going to make sure that, hey, coach just got fired. This team's going to have a little bit more juice. So he's going to get these guys thinking about that. So they're not going to go into Tennessee, you know, thinking, all right, the coach just got fired. We're going to be able to roll this team. Yeah. He's going to instill that in them just the same way he instilled, we got to go to New Orleans, and this game is hotter than what we just had in Buffalo. And the players are going to, as long as they buy into that, they're going to be focused and ready to go.
And whatever gain that Tennessee gets from the new coach, the Patriots players, we all believe, play for Vrabel, right? They still like him.
Yes.
They'll get the bump.
They know what this means for the coach.
Right.
They're going to show up and at least equal or match or surpass what the Titans have in that way.
Well, a lot to talk about this morning, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then a lot to listen to during They Said It at 7:20 this morning, including Mike Tomlin savaging the Cleveland Browns organization. Mike McDaniel has his capris in a bunch over what Tua said postgame. And Bill Belichick loves his job. So we will get to all of that during They Said It at 7:20 this morning. The news with Courtney at 7:45, and that includes Florida Not Like the Rest of Us, which was the scene of a drive-by cheeseburgering. And with us on a Ty Tuesday at 8:20, Ty Law, I have VIP access to give away for Oyster Fest on the Cape this weekend, which is happening at the Lobster Trap. We all love the Lobster Trap.
Best.
And so I will hook you up for that at some point this morning. And we are always accepting voice notes on any topic, your opportunity to be the star of the show. So leave a Hill note on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this first hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins have their first loss of the season, dropping a home matinee game to the Lightning. This comes despite an unreal effort from David Pastrnak, who made a save on an empty net attempt by the Lightning late in the third period. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 19 saves in the loss. The Bees are now off until Thursday. The Patriots are the number one team in the AFC East after the Bills fell to the Falcons 24-14. Josh Allen completed 15 of 26 passes for 180 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions in the loss, while Bijan Robinson Jr. was the star for Atlanta. He had 19 carries for 170 yards and a touchdown in the win. The other Monday night game was Bears-Commanders. Chicago getting the win 25-24 thanks to a Jake Moody 38-yard field goal as time ran off the clock. And the Pats have the Titans on Sunday in Tennessee. Greg just brought it up, but the Titans fired their head coach yesterday. Brian Callahan got the boot after the Titans started the season 1-5. Their latest loss 20-10 to the Raiders. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got our leads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, pretty much same thing out there today as yesterday. Rain all over the place, at least until the afternoon, Curtis. I don't want to step into your lane, but that's about what it is, right?
Yeah, last crummy days today. Okay. Gross this morning. Should be better tonight.
All right, heads up on a potential cluster F, and that is another jackknifed tractor trailer on the Southeast Expressway. This one at Mass Ave. Southbound, so avoid that. Now, I'm sure it's a read every text Tuesday on the Subaru of New England text line during the break. 617 text that says rather aggressively, what is Greg's problem with the Grateful Dead? I don't have a problem with the Grateful Dead per se. I am just
you just hate jam bands.
I'm not a jam band guy.
No, I get it.
So give me no fish. Unfortunately, no offense. Your guy DMB sometimes veers into the jam band category.
Oh, without a doubt. I understand.
What about hits. OAR?
OAR is not, I don't really chime. You and I love OAR. Are they jam bands? It's not a jam band.
So
really.
At times they can be, but
Counting
I think
Bros?
They also a lot of, no, Counting Bros definitely not a jam band.
No.
But
no.
I think OAR sometimes can be. When you have a 15-minute song.
Right. Crazy like, Game of Poker is a long song.
It's a jam band
it's
song.
It's kind of jammy.
But a lot of their other songs, you're right, Greg, it's more rock with some reggae influence.
Correct.
Like, it's
Correct.
Not necessarily right. jam band.
Right. Wiggy and I are the matching jammy guys.
What is considered a jam band?
You go to see a show, and they start a song, and it gets over 30 minutes later.
Okay.
And you've got massive, like, a 12-minute drum solo.
And, right. and no got, lyrics.
You right. got four guys who are playing guitar. All of them are high as high as Wiggy. Right.
It sounds much better on right. Quaaludes.
I'm just like, play the hits.
Right.
Give me a hit. Give me.
This
a
is Johnny B on bass right now.
Right, right. It's just, it's not my thing.
Let's skip scat a bebop.
It's not as bad as Rush. Now, I hate Rush. Would you like to know, because I got a furious text message about it yesterday from Len Laird. Len was able to obtain himself a ticket for the Rush reunion tour. Would you like to guess how much he paid for it? He's in the 15th row, Curtis.
Ooh.
Would you like to take a guess at what he paid for a ticket? And maybe it's just because it's in this economy, as Courtney mm-hmm. would say, but... what he paid for one ticket to go see the Rush reunion tour?
I would
Rush?
Hope it's not over 150.
What?
150?
Okay.
I was going to say tops 250. I mean, who's going to see Rush, really?
A lot of people. Where's it at?
I think it might be MGM or something
okay.
like that around here.
I'm going to say 475.
No way. 475?
Yeah. $863.15.
Mm-hmm.
They are gouging people to go see Rush.
Ken, Rush Rico.
Bring that to the negotiation.
Yeah, rich.
$863.
It's Rush, man.
That's like a Super Bowl ticket.
I know Ken better than I know almost everybody in my life. And he still confounds me. Like, we were on the show Saturday, and he says that he never has seen the movie Titanic.
What?
That's insane.
I've never met anybody who hasn't seen Titanic.
Wow. He has a young, adorable daughter who I'm sure has asked to watch Titanic.
No, I think she's too young.
She's too young.
Yes. Okay, but either way, I said even by accident, it's on every channel and has been for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, he watched it. He watched even
Oh, wow, finally was?
Yeah, right. I didn't want to spoil it.
So. Jack doesn't make it, unfortunately.
This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. Other than the weather, what's up?
I wanted to get into the Patriots, but first off, OAR would be a jam band, but the fact that they have a song on a feminine product commercial cancels that out.
Nice. We'll take it.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yep. So anyway, so going to the Patriots, yes, lots to be happy about, lots to be excited about, confident. Love it. The little things that you see them doing that concern you, like the penalties, obviously, the ones that actually should be called, you know, not the nonsensical penalties that we had in that last game, but the run game. Just figure out how to get the run game going. I don't know what's going on with Travion, but it's like he's got the yips. You know, when you see him running the ball, you see the physical ability, you see the athletic ability, and he just kind of purses up and doesn't have that like extra oomph. It's worse than Ramondre, who should have the yips because he fumbles the ball.
Yeah,
but well, like you just got to get Henderson going.
We were talking yesterday about what the issue is with the run game. Is it the O-line? Is it the running backs? And Mike Vrabel, I think, gave you a little bit of an indication of what he thinks when he said, and I am paraphrasing, that he feels like the guys are too focused on ball security.
Yep. That's what I said.
Wait, did you say that?
I asked him, Mike, this was maybe last week or the week before. As a guy who's a running back, he's now going through the hole with two hands on the football rather than being an aggressive runner because he's thinking about, oh, I don't want to fumble the football. I don't want to fumble the football. So that takes away from
like
his aggressiveness.
The hole is there, it seems like, at times.
Right.
And they're just focused. They're so focused on holding onto the football, they're missing that
right.
1 second.
And you can't run through a hole with two hands on the football because you're taking away from that explosion that you would have. You just got to be able to run through there and look to make cuts. And then as the hole closes and people start to get around you, that's when you focus on having two hands on the ball. But yeah. I think that's the hottest part that Ramondre or even Travion, even though he doesn't fumble, but he probably sees them getting on Ramondre about ball security. He's like, well, I'm a rookie. I better make sure I hold on to this.
I also think they're two different styles of runner, and they're trying to run one style of running game.
Well, Ramondre Travion should be on the edges.
100%, Wiggy. Like, they are not running outside the tackles nearly enough with Travion Henderson. I've seen him get maybe two tosses in six games. Mm-hmm. That's not enough. Like, he needs to be outside the tackles. Like, if you watched any of that Bills game last night, Bijan is insanely explosive.
Yep.
Travion can be explosive to a certain extent, but, like, he can't be up the guards tookus doing that. Like, he needs to be outside the tackles.
And that's the thing. You want to get, like, a little all-22 football in the weeds here. They need to be running stretches. They need to be running plays.
Right.
Where they're running. Student body
honestly.
Left tosses. Where their plays with Travion are more, they're more tight end to sideline. So you want to say C-gap. To D-gap.
Like, one of the best runs he had all year was he lined up, I'm pretty sure, in the slot, and they put him in motion, jet motion, and handed him the ball that way.
Yeah,
it gets him out to the edge. Like, do that more. If you want to have both running backs on the field, that's fine, but you need to get him more out on the edges.
And we have to self-scout a bit. We can't rip those that mock the offensive line in training camp and not have fun with our own predictions about Travion Henderson being the steal of the draft this season. Hasn't exactly transferred to the
Wiggy
NFL.
Loved him.
I still do. He has, and I'm not saying he's Bijan Robinson, but that's the style of player he is. Good in the passing game, explosive, not really an in-between the tackle type of runner, but I feel like Bijan does a little bit of everything. But if you utilize him right, I think it's the ball security thing that he sees from Ramondre. Mm-hmm. And as a rookie, he's probably thinking about that more than anything. And you throw the pass protection in where he struggled. He's definitely might be a little bit too fast for him early going.
The rep he had, though, in pass pro, where he was just kind of like shuffling to the side like a crab, mm-hmm. not actually blocking anybody, did make me cringe just a little bit. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Great. Now I have to have crab salad for lunch.
Oh,
New England Patriots in first place,
mm-hmm.
leading the division after a Buffalo Bills loss last night. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, great one from Joe Walsh, Eagles, and life's been good. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Time for our leads. What we are guessing might be foremost as a topic of discussion on your mind throughout the day today. Shime, hello and good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So you watched the Buffalo Bills lose to the Atlanta Falcons last night. Before the game, I was watching the pregame on ESPN and saw Josh Allen sit down with Marty Smith. I don't know if you caught this. Here is a clip of that interaction where Marty Smith was talking to him about fulfillment in life, and this is how that conversation went.
You know, it did put things in perspective of me of like, I still get to live my dream. And if we win a Super Bowl, the next day, right, is going to be like, how can I win the next one? And being put into perspective of just like what really matters in life, you know, friends, family, how you treat others. And again, I have a platform for what I do. And I just, again, just try to be as good of a person I can be, I guess.
I remember asking Rory McIlroy, how fulfilled will you be as a man if you never have a green jacket in your closet? And he said to me, oh, I'd like to sit here and tell you I'd be fulfilled, but there'd be a large piece of me that could never be fulfilled. How fulfilled would you be if you never got a Lombardi?
I mean, I would like to give the same answer, right? Of, I know as a man in my life, I will be great, but in doing what I do and how I've done it for my entire career, putting everything that I have into my job and winning a Super Bowl, it'll always be the, you know, the great white buffalo, the one that got away or whatever you want to call it. That'll sit with you for, I guess, your entire life as long, you know, when you're done playing football.
So I listened to Josh Allen speak last night. And this was before the Bills lost. I want to point that out. I fear Josh Allen will never win a Super Bowl. He seems like a wonderful human being, a great guy. I don't know that he is psychotic enough to want everything to win a Super Bowl. He talked a lot about being very happy and fulfilled with his new marriage and his wife and how she's a pop star.
Very easy to be fulfilled in your life when you're married to an absolute smoke bomb.
100%. And like, again, he does.
Let's be clear about that.
He is married to a who seems like a tremendous woman.
Yes. He
helps at children's hospitals, and he gets a lot of fulfillment out of that. And I greatly appreciate him as a human being, but I don't see the same.
Like from who? I don't, because I don't really know where you're going with this. See that from?
You saw it from Tom Brady.
From Tom Brady.
Tom Brady off
Wiggy,
the table.
I've even seen it.
Mahomes,
from like,
you let's stop. Don't Mahomes.
I'm not saying Mahomes. I was gonna say
that's what Curtis just said.
I was gonna say Jalen Hurts. Like Jalen Hurts, all he wants to do is win football games. That's all he cares about.
Did you just hear him say, if I won one, my next thing would be to win the next one? Like, I don't know where you got, like,
no,
listening to that and came up with, oh, this guy doesn't want it.
Yeah, when listening to his whole sit-down, it did not feel like winning the Super Bowl was all that matters to Josh Allen.
Well, I think that's amazing that he has the capacity to have more than just winning a Super Bowl on his mind. But if you watch Josh Allen play, if you talk to his teammates, I think Josh Allen wants to win a Super Bowl.
Bad.
Like that keeps him up at
right.
night, I believe.
So, but the way in which he talks about it does not indicate that to
Listen.
Me personally. And this is my take on it. And I'm happy you disagree. I just when I listen to him, I just don't feel like winning a Super Bowl is all that matters.
Mahomes is on the beach in the offseason throwing sliders down like they're going out of style.
Because he's already won three and been to five.
Stop with this, Mahomes. Like, Brady's different. Well, I will say that. Brady is different. But I think Josh Allen wants it just as bad and works at it just as bad. The same way Lamar Jackson wants it. The same way.
I'm not saying he doesn't work. I just.
I don't know what you're saying. You're like
Wiggy, just on Mahomes quickly. Mm-hmm. If he was like Allen, he would be paid at the top of the sport. He's not. He would be getting the weapons he wants. He doesn't. He has been mediocre in the regular season. His stats have suffered.
Who's this?
Patrick Mahomes, because he only cares about championships and he doesn't care about padding his stats. He used to run a lot.
Wasn't he the highest paid quarterback a couple of years ago?
Right. Oh, he's not anymore.
They did that long deal.
He can do it every year.
Right. Yeah. But he's the highest paid quarterback. I mean,
he's not.
No,
Trevor Lawrence makes $50 million a year.
But Mahomes was at a time. So
Peyton Manning was every year because that was what more important
right,
to him than winning.
But Mahomes was at one point in time the highest paid quarterback.
Goff at one point.
But I also think, like, going back to what Shime's lead is, the way in which a quarterback speaks, I don't think you can just listen to that and say he's never going to win a Super Bowl because he doesn't want it that bad. Like, look at Matthew Stafford, the way Matthew Stafford speaks and the way in which he does things off the field with his family, his girls. Like, he has a Super Bowl. I just think that Josh Allen's going to win a Super Bowl sooner probably rather than later. And to think he doesn't want that or that it's not the most important thing in his life right now, I think is crazy.
It's about your situation that
he's
you're
saying
in.
Crazy take, crazy lead from Shimes.
I mean, I don't want to.
At least you listened to
I
would this. Say
that. I did fine. Listen today because it was so out of pocket.
But Greg,
Curtis, did you feel fulfilled after winning your first Marconi or do you need another one? You want another one?
I'm going to be
his favorite one's the next one.
Right. If we lose it, I'm going to be throwing things at the bosses.
It's about your situation. You know, like, because Curtis says it all the time. If Josh Allen had Mike Vrabel as his coach, do you think he wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, things might be different.
If Bill Belichick, and I was going to say this before, if Bill Belichick is Patrick Mahomes' quarterback, right now their team looks completely different with Belichick than it does Andy Reid. Because Bill gets more out of Mahomes than Andy Reid gets out of him.
We don't have time for
I know,
Curtis
I'm just
to
saying. It's
Curtis
so,
to respond to this
so,
one.
So,
it's okay. The world's seen it.
So
the evidence is all for everyone to see.
No, but I'm saying it's really about your situation and you have. What type of coach do you have? Does that coach drive you and push you? Do you have talent around you? Do you have a good enough defense? Like, I think it's more about the situation. I don't listen to Josh Allen say a few things like that and then come to the conclusion where Shime goes, oh, this guy don't want to win a Super
Bowl. Yeah, he was resonating with quotes from a guy. They talked about the Scottie Scheffler quotes where winning isn't the most important thing to me. It's much more important to be a good father than it is to win championships. And that's great. And Scottie Scheffler can say that because he had already won two Masters at that point. Yeah. Like, Josh Allen hasn't won anything. So, like, I feel like saying that before you've even won one is just, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way a little bit.
He did not look fulfilled after throwing that pick to lose the game last night.
No.
I will tell you.
And I will say this right now. Patrick Mahomes makes $8 million a year less than Tua Tagovailoa.
No, I know that.
So he was that. Every year he could demand the highest salary.
He could.
And he would get. Why doesn't he?
But at one point he
did. But why doesn't he?
You got to ask Mahomes that.
Exactly, because actions speak louder than words, and he wants to win more than he wants to be the highest paid guy in the
NFL.
Just
because you're willing to take less doesn't mean you want to win. I mean, win more than somebody who takes more.
Chime, reviews rolling in on your lead on the text line if you'd like some of them.
Yeah, very mixed, I can tell.
That is such an arrogant lead from somebody who literally knows nothing about Josh Allen.
Right, exactly.
It's funny how a person who has never played professional sports knows who what it takes to win.
Never said I know. I said it seems to me.
Based off.
Also,
what?
Like, you can book Josh Allen
based
for
off of
a
listening
Super Bowl this
to the interview.
That.
Honestly, Courtney, that'd be great. I predicted him to win the Super Bowl before the season. But, like, I just don't think it just listening to that interview, I listened to the whole thing. That was simply a snippet of it.
Shime, let me
it
ask you a simple question.
Like,
has Josh Allen not been able to win a Super Bowl because of his talent or maybe because of the guy who's on the sidelines who's his head coach?
I mean, I think it's probably because the guy across the field from him is better than him.
Right. I mean, is Bruce Arians, is Bruce Arians a great coach? How many years did he coach? He only won one Super Bowl. I wonder why.
Like, he's not unable to win a Super Bowl because he can't get through Patrick Mahomes.
Right. We must take a break. But more leads coming next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like you ought to avoid the expressway this morning like Shime avoids good sports leads. There is a jackknifed tractor trailer just after Massachusetts Avenue, so stay away. Alternate route, all of those things in the rain. And we are going to get to, they said it, in a half an hour at 7:20. And we will listen to Mike Tomlin savaging the Cleveland Browns organization and to Mike McDaniel, who has his capris in a bunch over what Tua said postgame. And Bill Belichick loves his job. And we'll hear all about that coming up at 7:20. But we have lots of leads left this morning after that abhorrent lead from Shime earlier.
It was actually classless as well.
It was neither of those.
I liked it.
It was actually very thought-provoking. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't agree with it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wiggy. Right.
Lead now from Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
So Gerard Mayo was last year. Bill Belichick was the year before. And Mike Vrabel is here now. And not only does his age split the two, but I think he has the best qualities of each, and there was a lot more good coaching qualities from Bill Belichick than from Gerard Mayo, but work with me. He is the reason I feel that what the Patriots have done the last 3 weeks is something they can replicate the rest of the season. He has bought into the team from the thing that was kind of hard-o, jumping into scrums in training camp, to standing up for players when Ramondre continues to fumble, as Courtney has accurately alluded to over the last several weeks.
Standing up for Pop Douglas when he didn't know where he should be on the football field. Yep.
And what that does, and also I think a huge component, is that he hasn't been too public with over-the-top praise for Drake May, where what Drake's done the last 3 weeks is the best quarterback play in the NFL by a pretty big margin. He has been an MVP quality guy the last three games, and Shime has been spot on that. But Vrabel hasn't gone out of his way to praise the guy that's already being praised. He has the best qualities of a former player and a former coach. His experience in Tennessee has shaped how he's coached here. He went in eyes wide open. He's got his, you know, trusted stretch on the mic every time he needs to figure out a challenge. And things like that final challenge of the game with the 2 minutes and 30 seconds and Booty being inbounds versus out of bounds. Does anybody believe Gerard Mayo challenges that?
No.
So it's the ability to be connected that may have been difficult for Belichick, and it's the ability to understand what players need to hear and what they don't, what will be said but ignored. And I just find him to be, if I had to vote, I know Steichen's the favorite. He's the coach of the year, and it's not been any big game plan. It's been that he's sort of perfectly split the last two coaching failures and appears to be a guy that's ready to, you know, be in this position for a decade to come.
I think what he's done is more impressive because he's done it in, you know, a relatively short period of time, as opposed to the Vikings, which, you know, that head coach was there all last season. Yeah. So
yeah, the same with the Colts guys. He's been there, what, Chime, did you say 2 or 3 years he's been there?
2 years now.
So I think you're right. It does make it harder where you come in and you know, it's going to have to come down.
It's a rapid turnaround.
Yeah.
With a dumpster fire of a roster. I mean, yes, he did go out. You got to acknowledge he went out and brought some guys here, his guys, and they have performed great and are a big part of, I think, what he has done from a culture change point of view, but it's pretty impressive.
And confidence is what I would say also is the biggest trait. Like, whenever Vrabel comes in, there's no doubt about he's not – I don't think he really sits back and is wondering if he's saying the right thing at all times. No. I feel like he's a guy that knows what he wants and says what he needs.
If he gets them to 12 wins in a playoff team, and even better if they win the division, then he should definitely be – I would say he would be the favorite to be coach of the year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
that's... Well, we talked about it yesterday, and Shime said no way. Like, he's not the favorite.
Well, it's not that I wouldn't vote for him. I'm just saying the odds have him not the favorite.
Yeah.
He's second in odds.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, great lead.
Thank Thank you.
Courtney, let's get your lead in. Now.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Mine is short and sweet. A lot of sports going on right now, but yesterday my mind was really on all the hostages that were released in Israel. 20 of them after being taken by Hamas 2 years ago, the 20 remaining living hostages were released. The videos that flooded the internet of families being reunited with these people who have seen and endured more than I can even imagine. Just that's all I could think about. That's all I could think about all day. All I could think about going to bed at night when I woke up this morning. So that's where my mind's been. There's also been, and we're going to get into it more in the news, 1,600 Palestinian prisoners that were released in hope to a ceasefire in Gaza. For me, after watching these people, and Greg and I were talking about it before the show, to see these men that were what they looked like before being taken 2 years ago and what they look like now being returned to their families, I just hope that Israel moving forward gives them the help that they're going to need to be put back into some type of normalcy. The families also need all the help in the world to make sure that they are all taken care of. So that's just where my mind has been. Yeah. And so I think it's important to bring it up. We're going to talk about it, like I said, in the news more. But I think that that is my lead today, because watching those videos yesterday, obviously I'm emotional to begin with, but my emotions were running high.
Well, we talked about it yesterday. If it holds, ceasefire and then some sort of establishment of some kind of Palestinian state, however they figure that out. That's a region that has been fighting each other for hundreds of years.
Yep.
And it's a monumental achievement if they can reach agreement and coexist. It's incredible for the world.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was really amazing and really, like, you saw the before and after pictures, and they just look completely different after what they went through there.
Completely.
So, yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
A lead from Wiggy. You got a tease for your lead?
Yeah, I do have a tease for my lead.
Okay.
But I want this to come off just perfectly.
Keep cooking. Keep cooking.
I believe something's going to happen this year.
In the ocean?
No. Okay. This year.
Do you think something's up in the ocean?
No.
Okay, what?
No, I believe something's going to happen this year that I had no feelings about and I thought was going to go in a horrible direction.
Ooh.
Oh.
And then I can actually use peace in the Middle East when I say bye to people.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, right. I have no idea. I can't wait for it, honestly. Oh,
that's the lead. All right, that's called a big market tease right there.
Something you had no care about.
Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.